Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Monday moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Peters moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Peters scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Krause covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. 1 out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Berry reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. Ward scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Tony Pierce now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof juggles the ball. That's an error on Roof. Agee scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Ossie Chavarria now playing left field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry, who is chasing the ball. Roof reaches third base with a triple. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is hit by the pitch. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Ward moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Talton pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Talton reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Talton moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talton scores. Bando moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chavarria hits a line drive towards third. Ken Worthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.